Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One NFL owner is predicting life following coronavirus will mean the 2020 season will be played without any fans in attendance, an empty Soldier Field except for the players and coaches and staff. Danny Ecker is a reporter for Crane's Chicago Business. He's joining us. Danny, I guess this is a contingency they at least have to explore.
Sure. I mean, at this point, the uncertainty is prevailing for everybody, you know, and they have to kind of plan for how can we maintain some semblance of the real season if this continues on into the fall. And, you know, there's all kinds of questions. Would they play if they did play in front of fans? If there were no fans, would they play at Soldier Field? Would they go to a smaller venue? All kinds of questions. And Arthur Blank, as you mentioned, the owner of the Falcons, came out yesterday and said, yeah, I don't think if we play, we'd be playing in front of fans, at least at this point, the way it looks.
Wondering what they would say, though. I mean, you potentially then have these players who are passing the virus back and forth to each other. It would seem like the players are just as at risk as all those fans would be.
Absolutely. And that's why I think there's a lot of questions that have to be answered in terms of how this virus is acting and how pervasive it is and whether it's contained at that point. How confident people are, because certainly if they, hold a game and many people are feeling okay about it, some people say, you know, I don't feel comfortable, and maybe you'd have a lot of empty seats. I mean, at this point, there's a lot of unknowns, and really the NFL, what they're saying publicly as a league is that they're planning on everything happening as planned. You know, the draft, which is coming up in a few weeks, has already been upended. It's still going to be held. But, you know, televised and not, you know, a big production in Vegas as it was supposed to be. So, you know, they're just trying as every business and league are to try to take this as it comes and cancel things when they are forced to cancel them, if they are.
When it comes to the money that NFL teams make, it seems like there's a lot of stadium revenue, but I guess most of it is probably TV and radio.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's what the league is wanting to protect, you know, more than anything is their media rights fees. I mean, the NFL pulls in about $5 billion a year from its various media rights partners. That's their biggest source of revenue. So losing out on tickets and concessions and, you know, some sponsorship revenue that teams would have, miss out on if they are playing games in front of, you know, without fans. That's really a small when you think about it in the context of where most of the NFL's money comes from. And, you know, for the Bears, I mean, it's not nothing. The Bears probably pull in $9 to $10 million a game in ticket sales. And that doesn't include sponsorship revenue on top of that and other ancillary revenue. So but then again, you know, they have expenses that could be down if they play somewhere else other than Soldier Field. Not really sure exactly how this whole thing would play into the team's lease for the stadium. So, again, lots of questions, but you know, certainly the NFL is trying to maintain as much as possible to avoid losing as much money as certainly some of the other leagues and players have.
I'd imagine, you know, especially if that goes on, you're going to have way more fans paying attention, radio, TV, really, really getting into the games. The NFL is always this respite from life. And after everything going on with coronavirus, I think more so than ever.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think people are turning to simulated games to try to get their fix of competition in sports. So, you know, anything people can find right now to get an escape from what's happening out there is helping.
Thanks so much, Danny Ecker. Always good insight. He's a reporter for Crane's Chicago Business.